Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson here with JT the Brick. JT, welcome to Behind the Shield.
Great to be here. Great to be at Napa. My first day at camp and another perfect day in the beautiful Napa Valley.
I see you got your shades on. You got your cool look.
Trying to be cool. Incognito here. We had a great day today. A long day, but a fun day as close to 1,000 fans came out to kick off this weekend. And what a great event. The fans really had an opportunity to interact with legends and the coaches and the players. I thought it was a special day.
Thank you.
It's also a day for you and I to get to know these players because we've got so many new players, so many new members of the coaching staff.
Well, the coaches are the tough part because there's been a lot of turnover, Jeanette, with the coaches and trying to get to know them and meet them over the next couple of days. But they're great guys. Typically, as you know, the coaches are fired up. They're always emotional, very intense. And to step aside and get a chance to meet a number of them was very special. And then the players, it's the same thing. They're trying to make the team. So there are certain players that you really want to get to know because you know they're going to stick and make the team and have an opportunity to play a lot. And then there's other players that I like to come and watch because they're fighting for jobs and they give a lot and they give 110% all the time. There's a new era of Raider football. You've been hearing about it. And I saw that here the last couple of days from the top down, from Reggie McKenzie to Coach Dennis Allen, owner Mark Davis, who's here, Amy Trask. It was a really busy day and a busy day where we got a lot of work done.
We did, and you even mentioned head coach Dennis Allen. He was even signing autographs after practice today, which is a little bit unusual, but I loved it. It gave the fans a close-up look at their new head coach along with a lot of new players.
He seems like he's fired up, and we've said that in the past with a couple of other coaches who really knew how to interact with the fans, but the fact that he's a defensive coach, and we've been waiting for a defensive coach to come in with a new scheme and to work with these players and a new mindset, and that was fun to watch today, to watch how fast the defense was playing along with the offense, to see Matt Leinart play. Who I remember playing. I was there at USC when he was on his way to win the Heisman and all those great players. Carson Palmer looks fantastic. Darren McFadden healthy. Darius Hayward-Bey, Jacoby Ford. That offense is going to be really good. And if the defense can get up to speed sooner than later, I think this team's going to have a great season and compete.
I think you're right. Now, of course, we've got two more days of fans out here at Napa's training camp. It's too late to get tickets, but it's not too late to come on out to Raider Nation Celebration. That's coming up. Might we see you too?
I will be there. I was asked to come back. I've been doing that for well over a decade. It's going to be in the parking lot August 12th. Come on out. It's free to everyone. There'll be a DJ. The legends will be there. And a great opportunity to see the Raiderettes, but see the players, get autographs, and interact with some of the coaches. It's always special. And this year, again, it's going to be great. It's at the Coliseum, different than when it's on the field and we were away from the fans. I think this is going to be more intimate. And a lot of fans that I talked to today are excited to be there.
Gotta love it when it's interactive. So Raider fans, get all of the information right here at Raiders.com for Raider Nation Celebration 2012. I'm Jeanette Thompson here with JT the Brick. Fun as always, JT and JT. We'll see you next time, everybody.
See you, Raider Nation.